At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you know this is going to be another Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. So I have to tell you, as we go throughout the week, throughout the days, and we start talking about the different things of safety, it's always a pleasure hearing the different questions that come about. And recently, I keep on hearing this question over and over again. It kind of does lean towards the behavior safety side of the house. And of course, the question is, can you control other people's behavior? And it's an interesting question if you really start thinking about it. Because some people might say yes, and some people might say no, and so on. I kind of take a look at this and I look at this from the standpoint of, can you put toothpaste back into the toothpaste tube? You can probably control the circumstances around getting that toothpaste back into the toothpaste tube, but the odds of you getting it back in there are relatively slim to none. Think about it real quick. You can build a system that has capacity in regards of the things that are going on inside of your safety system, but can you actually control behaviors on how the organization is going to behave or how workers are going to be? My answer would be no. Now, how do you take a look at that one? There's so many questions that should come up as we are talking about this. Now, the way that you behave on regards on improper behaviors, now that might be different. That behavior might be able to control, but the behaviors of the others around you, I would probably have to say absolutely not. But then again, that's just my opinion. You have to take a look at it on which context works best for you. Now, if you want to, you're more than welcome on sending me some pictures of you getting toothpaste back into the toothpaste tube, because I think that would be quite interesting to see. Anyways, that's my thought for this Friday. Before I get too far, I do want to mention this real quick. Over the last little bit, we've been taking a look at our Safety FM mini episodes and our Jay Allen Show episodes, and came to the conclusion that we've kind of been doing a disservice to you in the regards of our numbering system. If you do listen to our podcast, at least the podcast version, when you're looking at your podcast catcher, it's probably not putting it into the correct sequence, because we've been doing the Safety FM mini episodes as episode zero. So going forward, they will actually be in our normal number situation or arrangement, as one might say. So it's not that you missed 100-some-odd episodes going forward, but you will start seeing the number sequence of the Safety FM minis going into the sequence of the Jay Allen Show episodes. So you're probably going to see a jump of some 100-some-odd episodes, just FYI right there. Don't worry, it wasn't like they vanished. We're just trying to get the correct number sequence inside of there. Don't know why I thought it was important to share that, but sometimes people ask all kinds of questions, so I just wanted to give you the information ahead of time. Anyways, thank you for taking a listen to this episode of Safety FM Mini. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
Safety FM. Changing safety cultures. One broadcast and one podcast at a time.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So, do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.